honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
It is so important to really think positively about yourself. You know, Andrea, some mornings I wake up and I look in the mirror and I'll have a pimple or my hair doesn't look right and I get so critical. Instead of giving myself positive messages to help my health, I end up undermining myself. And I think women especially do this all the time.
Yeah, I don't think you're alone, Lisa. I think women definitely do, more so than men. And I think you're right. It's important to keep a positive outlook, have good self-esteem, but it takes work, you know, and it takes work. And, you know, reading books and speaking to guests like we have today can teach us strategies on how we can do it better and so that we don't forget and we don't put ourselves down.
Exactly. Well, we've got back on the show Dr. Jaren Weissman, internationally renowned holistic physician. Hello there, Dr. Weissman. We're so happy to have you back.
Thanks so much, Lisa and Andrea.
So I mentioned the conscious mind, but today we're focusing on the subconscious mind. But I brought up the conscious mind first because I really do think that makes a difference, that we've got to talk nicely to ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. Having conscious acts of self-love and thinking positively and eating healthy, and you guys were talking about detoxification, doing things in a positive way is really great. But unless we get our subconscious mind on board, we will find that we keep repeating things. And even though we want to make a change in our health, we want to make a change in our relationships, that no matter how hard we try, no matter how much we want to create change, we find ourselves helpless and frustrated and stuck repeating the same patterns. And the key is to get the subconscious mind on board.
All right. Well, so how do we do that? How do we get that subconscious mind on board?
Well, the first thing is just even understanding what part of ourself is subconscious. The subconscious mind is also known as the reactive mind or the protective mind. And when it gets triggered, there's no choice with it. It's a reflex. So kind of like if somebody shines a light in your eye and your iris constricts around the pupil, or if you tap on your knee, it kicks, or you think about your favorite food and you salivate, the subconscious mind's the reflexive mind. It's automatic. So when this part gets triggered, we react in whatever way it's being programmed with, because it's also the program mind. And this subconscious mind controls every cell of our beautiful orchestrated symphony of our body, and it stores every memory, every emotion. So if we've got old memories and emotions that are buried in our subconscious mind, when they get triggered, our body reacts as if those memories are going on for the first time. And it shows up as, all of a sudden, I have allergies, I have headaches, I might have that pimple on my face, I might have a negative thought, a reactive, obsessive behavior. The pain, fear, and stress of our bodies and life is how our subconscious mind speaks. And understanding that there's no choice with it. Nobody chooses to have allergies, let alone cancer, let alone addiction. These are triggered on a subconscious level. Now we have a starting gate. And from this starting gate, we can begin to guide our subconscious mind, focusing with what I like to call the law of intention. So I'm happy to go into that. Tell me if you want me to go into that.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting. You know, I definitely want you to get into that. But, you know, some of the things as you were speaking, you know, some things that come to mind for me is, you know, in terms of working with the subconscious is, you know, things like EFT, emotional freedom technique, or, right, you know, mantras, saying, you know, certain things to ourselves, or Ho'oponopono, or even therapy, right? So I love what you're saying about law of intention. Like, do you believe in those type of therapies or ways that we can reach our subconscious, but also, you know, telling us a little bit about the law of intention?
Well, I actually developed a system that's called the Lifeline Technique, which is actually a conglomeration of all those and then some. And it is a fresh new view, first and foremost, of what symptom stress and disease is, and it helps you to create an immediate, lasting result by getting your subconscious mind on board. So I definitely agree with these modalities, and there's a way to access them for anyone to really influence the fullest potential of our body's innate ability to heal and our ability to be self-loving people towards ourselves and each other.
I love that you say that because, you know, I think especially for someone like myself and Lisa, I don't know if you feel the same way, but I'm very much about show me what to do and I'll do it and teach
right.
me, you know. So I love that you have that, you know, way of showing people. So maybe you could jump into giving us an example of what it would be. So let's say someone is suffering from anxiety. What would you, you know, how would your modality work to help them get through that and reach their subconscious mind to help heal them?
You know, the first thing is it's a big system, the lifeline, but there's an aspect of it, and especially that I write about it in my new book, The Heart of the Matter, that's called the See, Feel, Hear Challenge. And the See, Feel, Hear Challenge is about getting to an emotion of a circumstance, and you brought it up right away, anxiety. Here I am in a state of anxiety. Once you observe the anxiety, you're actually influencing it. And most people, I just want the anxiety to go away. Please get me through this. The key is, just observe it. There's this law called the observer effect, that in this incredible infinite universe, what you observe, you participate in. And so when you observe the anxiety, one of the things that I teach people is say, infinite love and gratitude to this anxiety. Infinite love and gratitude. And as crazy as that might sound for people that is just hearing this, literally saying the words, infinite love and gratitude, while you're in a state of anxiety, frustration, depression, will create a shift in that moment. And if you stay with it, it will influence your subconscious mind and raise that vibration of whatever subconscious program is driving it.
Well, I'm so glad Andrea brought up anxiety, because I know someone right now who's has been asking me, you know, you talk to so many amazing people all the time on Naturally Savvy, and I need some help. So I can't wait to like call her up and say, hey, you got to listen to Dr. Darren Wiseman.
And read his book.
I think that, right? Yeah, exactly. I just think that anxiety is tough, when especially if people having panic attacks. I mean, it depends on the level, but I love your advice.
It can be subtle, and it can be an extreme. I had a woman that I worked with yesterday who's brother had committed suicide, and that is really an intense real life experience. And what was amazing is I ran a full Lifeline session, which was a 45-minute session, but by the time we were done with the session, the anxiety, the overwhelm, her perception had completely changed, and she was able to be present with the tragic experience that happened so that she could move through it rather than be stuck in it.
No, and I love that, you know, we keep saying we love that you say that, because, you know, it's so resonating with both of us, what we're talking about today. And I think, you know, when you were saying about, you know, infinite love and gratitude, and I know I've heard that so often and so many times in a lot of the therapies that I've done, is first we need to accept it. And, you know, we may not believe it at first, but eventually, like you said, we start to believe it. You know, my question for you is, you know, you were mentioning that you work with clients, you have a Lifeline session. Can someone access this online? Like, do you have any videos on YouTube that people can see you in action and perhaps, you know, read your book, but also apply it to their own personal situation?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You can go to YouTube. You can go to my website, drdarrenwiseman.com. There's all kinds of things, ways to access it. I do a weekly healing circle that's an hour Lifeline session where people from all over the world participate at the same time. There's so many different ways to begin to understand what this Lifeline process is, and how to process those programs that live in us that, when triggered, cause us to react in a physical way, out of alignment, or an emotional way that's out of sync as well, how to really shift that in a lasting way.
Well, Dr. Wiseman, when you were giving that powerful example of the woman who lost her brother to suicide, I love the way you said that now she can move through it. Because I'm a big believer in, you've got to face the stuff. I have another word for it, but I won't say it. And you can't go around it. Right, Andrea? You've got to go through it. So I'm really glad you said that.
Right. Going beyond the woo-woo of making things go away. That situation is a forever situation. It happened. But what does it mean to process the emotion so that I can be my fullest potential in any given situation? And when we do that emotionally, it actually affects our physical potential of healing, because we know that stress has a powerful impact on our body's ability to heal and regenerate.
Well, Dr. Wiseman, words of wisdom, really. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, we're out of time today, but thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you, Lisa and Andrea. Have a great day.
You too.
You too.
Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD and NaturallySavvy.com. where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.